感谢诗班，很感人的诗歌。
And we thank the choir for presenting such touching hymns.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，神的子民是有福的。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, we like to study the topic, "Blessed are the people of God."
就好像这诗歌所唱的，我们现在所拜的这位真神是赐福的救主。
And just like the hymn we had just sang, our God is the one who will give us blessings.
是要他是天上地上各样福气的源头。
And he is the source of all blessings on heaven and on earth.
我们如果能够来敬拜这位真神，
if we can come and worship this God,
那我们就会感受到神的恩典就像雨一样的浇灌在我们身上。
Then we'll feel like the blessings of God will shower upon us.
所以如果下雨天，我们到外面去淋雨啊。
And if on a rainy day you go out and stand the rain,
我们就全身湿透了。
And you will be wet all over.
也就是说，这个雨是把我们整个身体都浸在这个水中的了。
And this rain will cover our body in this water.
所以这个叫做神的恩典福祉临到我们让我们得到滋润，心灵得到滋润。
And this is like the blessing of God that showers upon us to nurture our hearts.
所以这位赐福的救主是非常慷慨的。
And so this blessed Savior is very generous.
他要把他应许的福气给那愿意来领受的人。
And he will give his blessing to those who are willing to receive it.
是丰丰富富的。
And it will be abundant.
我们今天来到这个地方。是神的教会。
And today we have come here to the Church of God.
这个教会立起的一个名字。
And this church has established a name.
叫做真耶稣教会。
And it's called the True Jesus Church.
这是来敬拜真神的地方。
And this is a place where we worship the true God.
那这个地方所拜的神名字叫耶稣。
And the God that we worship here is called Jesus.
这一群人一起敬拜真神。
This,
这个叫做教会。
In this group of people who come here to worship God, this is the church.
所以教会就是这一群来敬拜真神耶稣的人所聚集的团体。
And so the church is the organization in which we come to worship the Lord Jesus.
我们今天来到这个地方能够领受神的福气。
And today we have come here, we will be able to receive the blessing of God.
我们能够听到神的真理。
We'll be able to hear His truth.
我们也可以见证神他所施行的神迹奇事。
And we can also witness the miracles and wonders God will perform.
我们今天世上绝大部分的人都在追求福气。
And today, most people are pursuing after blessings.
为了想要有福气，所以人会努力的在各方面去追求、去准备。
In order to be blessed, people will pursue in all directions.
这是为什么学生他从小就努力的读书。
And this is why students will pursue after their studies.
因为希望将来能够领受更多福气。
And it is because they want to receive more blessings in the future.
那个福气就是他可能能够进一个好的学校。
And this blessing may be that he may enter into a good school.
毕业之后能够得到一份好的工作。
And after he graduates, he could receive a good job.
在这份工作里面能够得到他所满意的工资。
And in this job, he may receive a satisfying salary.
然后借着的工作能够满足自己的成就感。
And through this job, he may satisfy his own career ambitions.
所以就会觉得说自己这个生命好像很有价值。
And he could feel that there's value in his life.
就是因为想要得福气，所以人会努力。
And because we want to receive blessings, we will strive.
我们今天在上班的人也是这样子。
And today, those of us who are working are like this.
我们也是寻求这个公司它所提供给我们的福利。
And we're pursuing after the benefits that this company will bring us.
越福利越好的工作，福利越好的公司很多人都想要进去。
And the many people would like to go to a company that have good benefits.
进到里面去的人都不太想走了。
And those who are in the company would not want to leave.
因为觉得在这里很好。
Because you feel that it is good here.
所以会让一个人他持续在一个地方工作一辈子，通常都是他觉得在这里很有福气。很有恩典。
If a person can stay at a place for his entire career, then it must be because it has great benefits.
但是这些福气基本上都是暂时性的。
But these benefits are temporal.
哦，今天我们不管在哪个地方工作，得到满足，都是暂时的。
And regardless of where we're working and receiving satisfaction, these are all temporary.
那这些福气很有可能也会改变。
And these blessings and benefits may change.
有时候我们认为的福气，是因为我们心里面觉得有需要。
And sometimes we will feel blessing because we have needs in our heart.
可是我们人心是会改变的。
But our hearts would change.
当我们年轻的时候
，When we're young,
我们对很多事情都很有兴趣。
We have interest in many things.
我们觉得好像钱很重要。
We feel that money is very important.
因为如果没有钱，好像就没有未来。
Because it feels like there's no money, there's no future.
对青年来说，好像没有钱就娶不到老婆。
And to the youths, they may feel that if they don't have money, then they will not be able to be married.
我们现在的青年为什么有时候一直很迟迟都不敢结婚
？And why are some of the youths not willing to be married？
因为他说结婚要花很多钱。
Because they feel that a marriage will cost a lot of money。
他没有钱怎么结婚
？And if you have no money, how can I be married？
努力的赚钱。
And so I need to earn money。
那所以他就觉得说，哎，这个钱那就很重要，他就很拼命去日以继夜，就是得到这个工作，然后得到更多的 promotion。
And they will learn that money is very important, so they will work hard to try to get that next promotion.
可是当我们年纪渐长的时候
，But when we grow older,
就发现说其实有钱是不错，但是钱也不是万能的。
And we will feel that it's good to have money, but money cannot do everything.
很多事情钱也做不到。
There are many things that money cannot accomplish.
有钱也没有用。
And it's no use to be rich.
所以我们的心就渐渐转变了。
And so our hearts will slowly change.
学生的时代觉得哇，学位很重要。
And in your studies, you may feel that tuition is very important.
学位了。
Your studies are degrees are very important.
哦，那哪个学校毕业的？好像哇，这个名校毕业就很风光。
And you may feel feel proud of graduating from certain school.
但是等到一阵子之后啊，工作一阵子之后了。
But after you have worked for a while,
谁还会在意你是哪个学校毕业的
？And no one will remember what school you have graduated from.
人家在意的是你到底真的学到多少，到底有多少能力。
And what they care about is what you have learned and what your abilities are.
所以学历、学校就不是那么重要了。
And so your school and your degree is not as important.
所以我们人的心里认为所谓的福气，会真的会随着年纪增长而改变的。
And so what we consider as blessings will change as we age.
但是有一些福气是我们从头到尾都会一直觉得很重要的。
But there are some blessings that will feel important forever.
那这个就不是物质上的了。
And these are not material.
这通常都是我们精神层面的事。
And these are oftentimes emotional.
我们刚才所提到的这些钱财、学历、知识、工作，这个各方面都是物质上的东西。
And many of the things that we talked about, wealth, career, your studies, your degrees are all material.
但是其实我们人生活在世上还有精神层面的问题。
But in living in this world, we also have an emotional aspect.
今天我们从小的时候都觉得说安全很重要。
And since we're young, we feel that it's very important to feel safe.
所以从小孩子在家庭就要觉得很有安全感才他才会觉得快乐。
And so as children, they need to feel safe in order to feel happy.
所以这个安全这个会有平安这件事情，是不管我们年纪多大多小都一样的。
And to feel safe and to have peace, this is the same, whether we're young or old.
哦，所以你看，今天我们寻求一个所住的地方是有安全感的。
And today we wish to live in a safe place.
哦，今天其实有很多地方很漂亮好像充满乐趣。
And there are many places that are very beautiful and seems very interesting.
但是如果没有安全，你就不想去了。
But if it's not safe, you will not want to go.
就好像很多地方的一些国家，哇，很多的那个风景名胜很出名的。
And just like there are many countries that have many wonderful landmarks.
但是通常这旅客第一个问的是那里安不安全。
But oftentimes a tourist will first ask the question whether or not it's safe.
不安全你就不想去。
If it's not safe, then you will not want to go.
如果去的看了很奇妙的景观，但是没命，那还有用吗？
And if you've gone and seen a very beautiful scenery, but you lose your life, what good is it?
所以其实我们人寻求的是一个平安。
And so what we pursue after is peace.
那这个平安的另外一个定义就是安息。
And another definition of peace is to have rest.
就是说你可以没有挂虑，很放心。
And that is that you will not have worries and you can rest.
你坐在街上的时候， 你不会害怕说，哎，人有拿枪来蹦你。
And when you sit on the street, you would not feel that someone would come up to you and shoot you.
你在一个地方啊，在聚集的时候，不会有人突然进来枪杀你。
And when you are resting in a certain place, you would, no one would come in and try to shoot you.
所以让我们可以坐在每个地方都很放心。
And so we can relax wherever we are.
这叫做安息。
And this is having rest.
这个也叫做平安。
And this is also called having peace.
那我们今天在这个世上啊，其实你看我们从小到大追求的另外一个是什么？就是快乐。
And the other thing that we pursue since young age is happiness.
小孩子从小的时候啊，他就开始找乐趣。
And as children, even starting from young age, they seek happiness.
那这个快乐的本身呢，也是会变的。
And the definition of happiness will also change.
你看今天很多孩子，他们以前的孩子比较会玩。
And the younger children today.
他们以前的啦。
And the younger children in the past will seek their own entertainment.
小孩子在一起的时候，他们就是自己创造一些有趣的那个游戏来玩了。
And when they gather together, they will invent games for them to play.
可能只是一个小东西，他们就玩的啊哈哈大笑了。
And sometimes a very small thing, but they seem to enjoy it immensely.
哦，那然后渐渐的长大以后，哎，也都是一直在创造一些东西，让他们自己觉得很有乐趣。
And as they grow, they continue to invent things that entertain themselves.
哦，所以这个就是从小到大哈，你看我们目标都一致的。
And since a young age, our goal has been the same.
朋友在一起的时候，做一些什么事情会觉得快乐。
And when you gather with friends, what can you do to feel entertained?
哎，等到长大以后
，And after you grow up,
就要想要找异性来组成一个家庭。
You will try to establish a family.
然后在这个家里面，就是希望能够有快乐。
And in this family, you want to have happiness.
然后在这个家庭里面，那个孩子也能够很快乐。
In this family, you wish your children will have
happiness. 直到老的时候，老朋友在一起的时候，也是在谈一谈有没有什么乐趣的事。
And even when you grow old, you gather with your old friends, you try to see there's interesting.
那表示说我们人的心其实需要这些乐趣来让我们觉得很满足。
And so our hearts need to be entertained in order to be satisfied.
因为我们人是活的。
And because we are living.
那我们的这个我们人哦喜新厌旧是很自然。
And it's very natural for us to be tired of certain things.
所以时常我们都在寻求快乐。
And so we often want to discover new things.
这个世界上这些物质上的快乐，也常常会改变。
But these material happiness will often change.
所以从人来的快乐基本上也都是暂时的。
So the happiness that come from men are often temporary.
有时候朋友在一起做一些同好啊，在一起做一些活动啊，觉得好像很有价值、有意义。
And sometimes when we gather with friends, we do certain things we feel are very meaningful.
但是这些情况可能会改变，随着时间就改变了。
But the situation will change along with time.
哦，所以因为我们人呢，都一直在每天都在变。
And because we are constantly changing.
我们每天都在老。
And every day we grow older.
孩子每天都在长大。
And our children are growing up.
所以人的身体是一种动态的。
And so our physical body is living.
我们今天如果身体里面哪一些荷尔蒙的分泌太多，我们人整个心情都不一样。
And if there are certain hormones that are very active in our body, then we'll feel different
today. 那所以以前觉得快乐的，哎，现在可能就觉得很痛苦。
And what we find enjoyable before may be very painful now.
这在说明说，今天我们人所寻求的，其实如果快乐从物质上来了，最后都会失望。
And so if we pursue after the material happiness, in the end we'll be disappointed.
那我们今天来坐在这里啊，跟其他人他们在街上走去下边去玩有什么差别
？And so what's the difference for us to be sitting here today versus those who are shopping or entertaining themselves？
相信我们今天来到这个地方，我们都有一个共同的目标。
And I believe that we have come here today with a common purpose。
就是在这里能够找到真神。
And that is that we could find the true God here。
这位真神，他可以赐给我们真正的平安。
And this true God can give us true peace。
在这里。借着这样的聚集，我们可以得到真正的喜乐。
And through this gathering, we can receive true happiness.
那这个喜乐是不会消失的。
And this happiness will not disappear.
一直存在我们的生命当中。
It will continue to persist in our life.
那这个平安，这个安息，能够在我们的每一天里面去经历。
And this peace and rest can be experienced in every day of our life.
那么这个真神就是真的赐福的主。
And this true God is one who gives blessings.
我们今天从圣经来看看。这个赐福的主是怎么样的 给我们福气，哪一些福气。
And so we'd like to study from the Bible this God who gives blessings and how he will bless us.
但是如果我们找到了，我们就觉得啊，今天来到这里没有白找一趟。
And so if we can find this God, then we will not have gone here, come here today in vain.
那今天之后的以后的每一个安息日，我们都会想要来到这个地方。
And after today, every Sabbath day, we'll want to come here.
因为我们发现，我们把时间放在这个地方，在教会里面，我们真的能够得到满足。
And because we will feel that if we spend time here, we can truly be satisfied.
我们现在请翻开圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
第一章的第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
我们读第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
愿颂赞归给我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms and with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
第四节。
Verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight in love.
这里特别提到这位创造天地、创造世界的真神。
And here it talks about the God who created the universe.
这位神啊是独有全能的。
And this God is almighty.
神是创造一切的。
And God is one who has created all things.
神一定是创造的，而不是被造的。
And God is one who is the creator, not the created.
凡是被造的不会是神。
And those who are created will not be God.
那所以这位神他是创造天地万物的。
And so this God is one who has created all things.
那他说他曾在基督里面，在创立世界以前就拣选我们。
And here it says he chose us in Christ before his creation.
其实我们今天好像是我自己选择要来到这个地方。
It may seem like we have chosen to come here today.
其实从创造的神的角度来看，
in reality, from the perspective of the Creator,
这是神早在创立世界以前，在这个世界都还没有出现以前，他就已经认识我们，而且就会引导我们的脚步来到他的面前。
It is he who has guided our footsteps before even the creation of the world.
其实我们今天每一个人的生命都在神的手上。
And today, every one of our lives is in His hands.
所以神他赐给我们的福气，第一点。
And so the first blessing that He has given to us.
就是这位神他早就认识我们了。
Is that this God has already known us long before?
他安排我们的脚步。
And He has arranged
our footsteps. 他拣选我们离开这个世界。
And He has chosen us to leave this world.
来到他的面前。
To come before Him.
在这个地方可以生命改变，成为圣洁。
That we may come here to change our life and become holy.
能够没有瑕疵。
That we may be blameless.
也就是说，这位真神他早就认识我们，他安排我们的生命在某一个时间点能够来到他面前，生命改变。
That this God has already known us and He arranged at some point in time for us to come before Him to change our lives.
相信我们每一个人，我们如果自我问自己啊，我们一定没有人觉得说我是完美的。
And I believe that if everyone asks themselves, no one would say that they are perfect.
不要说内心，就是外表，我们都觉得不完美。
And not to talk about our inner self, but even our outer appearance would not feel perfect.
我们都觉得自己长得不够美啊。
You may feel that we're not beautiful enough.
不是眼睛太小，就是这个鼻子太扁。
And whether it's our eyes are too small or our nose are too fat.
或者脸太大。
Or our faces are too big.
下巴太长。
Or chins are too long.
腿太短。
Or legs are too short.
我们总觉得说自己不够完美。
We always feel that we're not perfect.
那这个是没有办法了，父母亲生下来就这样子啊。
And this is how our parents have given birth to us.
现在说整形，怎么整也是那么整那个脸而已、啊。
And now with the plastic surgery, you can change your face.
如果长得太矮，你也不能够什么变高。
And if you're too short, can they make you taller?
所以我们人其实都不完美。
And so we're not perfect.
那更不用说那个我们内心了。
And not to talk about our inner self.
所以我们的生命当中其实都有缺陷，我们自己觉得不满足的。
And so there are faults in every one of our life.
但是我们这样的缺陷，神早就知道了。
And but our God has already known this.
他是生命的主，他创造我们。
Because He is the God of life.
圣经说，在创立世界以前，在基督里面就拣选我们。
And the Bible says that before the creation, He has already chosen us.
表示说，其实神要拯救人的这个计划，早在创世以前就已经存在的。
And that is the plan of salvation has already existed before creation.
那这个存在 是远超过我们人的理性所能明白的。
And this existence is beyond our comprehension.
这个说明，其实今天我们人的存在不是只是肉体这个形象而已。
And this tells us that our existence today is not just in the physical sense.
在灵界里面
，in the spiritual，
肉眼看不到。
And where our eyes cannot see.
但是这是神的作为。
But this is the work of God.
那这个神的作为，它是在灵里面神的伟大的计划创造。
And this work of God is the plan is a spiritual plan.
我们今天要用信心来接受。
And today we need to accept it with.
然后让我们在我们生命里面去体验。
And then experience it in our life.
最后我们就会发现，哦，原来神是这么爱我。
In the end, you will find that how much God has loved you.
所以神其实早在创世以前就拣选我们。
And so God has already chosen us before the creation.
是要把我们分别出来的。
And this is to separate ourselves.
这个拣选的意思其实就是在一堆人当中把它挑出来的。
And to be chosen means that you have been separated from the multitude.
挑出来就是要跟别人不同。
And you have been chosen to be different from others.
在今天世界的人，我们如果放眼看去啊。
And today, if we look at the people of the world,
说实在，有几个是好人。
And you will find some good people.
很少，越来越少。
And they're becoming fewer and fewer.
因为圣经说，人的心充满诡诈。
Because the Bible says that the heart of man is full of sin.
现在真的诚实的，真的是很圣洁的，心里面很公义的人不多了。
And there are very few who are truly holy and honest.
因为这个世界一直在影响我们每个人的心灵。
And because this world is continually to affecting our hearts.
圣经说，人都是罪人。
And the Bible says that all people in the world are sinners.
都是有瑕疵的。
We all have faults.
我们本来也都是有瑕疵的人呢。
We are all people with faults.
但是现在，神在基督里面要拣选我们，把我们救出来。
But now God will choose us in Christ from among the people.
分别出来，那就要能够成为圣洁，就是跟神越来越像。
And to be separated and to become holy and to become like God.
因为这个神是圣洁的神。
Because this God is a holy God.
所以这个神他把我们救出来之后。
And so after God has saved us.
他现在救出来，他就要引导我们。
And now he will guide us.
不然他把我们分出来，我们要怎么办呢？我们如果在世界当中，我们就跟着这个世界潮流走，就没事了。
And otherwise, what will we do after He chose us, and we will follow the world?
他把我们救出来之后
，But after He saved us,
他要就引导我们，他要给我们一个目标，他在我们面前设立一个榜样，让我们可以跟随。
And He will guide us and give us an example so that we may follow Him.
所以，神在基督里面拣选我们。
And so God has chosen us in Christ.
今天我们来到这里都已经蒙福第一步了。
And today this is the first step of receiving blessing.
就是被神带到他的面前来。
And that is you have been brought before God.
我们现在在这个地方可以真的体会到，人间不是只有属世的这一切而已。
And then here we can truly experience that in this world, not everything belongs.
还有更多属灵方面的。
There are things that are spiritual.
这是用肉眼看不见的。
These are things that we cannot see with our
eyes. 但是如果用信心去看它，从神的话里面去了解，就明白的。
But you can see it with faith and to understand it through the words of the Bible.
这里提到有一个问题。
And here it talks about a question.
就是我们现在跳过去看第十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you have also, you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit.
这个道理叫做得救的福音。
And this is the gospel of salvation.
这个叫做真理的道。
And this is the truth.
然后他说，我们如果信了之后，就会领受所应许的圣灵为印记。
And after you have believed, you will receive a seal of the promised Holy Spirit.
那这个。圣灵是应许，那是一个印记，就是一个特殊的记号，让人可以看到的。
And the Holy Spirit is a promise, and a seal is a mark that other people can see.
那这个圣灵就是今天我们来到教会里面所要追求的。
And this Holy Spirit is what we need to pursue.
也是今天真耶稣教会之所以特殊的地方。
And this is also why True Jesus Church is different.
我们刚才在祷告的时候，我们用悟性祷告。
And we have first began with the prayer of understanding.
但是等一下我们会用圣灵祷告。
But later we'll pray with the Holy Spirit.
那这个就是在圣经里面所应许的圣灵。
And this is the promised Holy Spirit in the Bible.
那这是来印证我们是属神的。
And this will prove that we belong to God.
那如果是有一个记号在我们身上，我们就有一个表现是不一样，别人都看得到的。
And if we have a seal on us, then we'll have something that everyone can see.
哦，所以来到教会，我们可以领受神的灵。
And so coming to church, we could receive His Spirit.
然后第十四节他说，这个圣灵还有一个功用。
And in the verse
14,
it says that there's another aspect of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
And this Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance.
也就是说，我们将来在天上有产业的。
And that is, we have an inheritance in heaven.
我们在神的眼中将成为富足的人。
And in the eyes of God, we'll become wealthy.
然后，所以圣灵就是一个证据，我们是属神的。
And this Holy Spirit is a proof that we belong to God.
在天国有份的。
That we have an inheritance in heaven.
那一直到等到神的名被赎。
And all until the redemption of His name.
使他的荣耀得到称赞。
And so that when the praise, when His glory is praised.
所以到最后，我们在神的国度里面看到神的荣耀。
And so in the end, we'll see His glory in His kingdom.
借着领受这些恩典呢，我们会发出赞美。
And through receiving these blessings, we'll sound off praise.
这个真理的道将要让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And this word of truth will allow us to become holy without blemish.
也就是要让我们的生命变得完满。
And that is our life
是丰满的
，will become full.
所以我们自己会觉得很满足。
Then that will feel content.
这个是主耶稣基督他应许的。
And this is what the Lord Jesus has promised.
所以神的名是有福的，是因为他是被拣选的。
And so His name is blessed because He is chosen.
这拣选不是因为我们做什么好。
And our, this is, being chosen is not that we have done something good.
其实真的是主耶稣主动给我们恩典的。
But this is because God has blessed us.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章第八节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God.
第九节说，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
And verse 9, not by works, so no one can boast.
好，所以主耶稣基督他现在救我们。
And so here the Lord Jesus has saved us.
赐给我们这个恩典。
And He will give us this blessing.
是让我们在天上有产业的。
And because we have inheritance in heaven.
地上我们就有一个证据，所以我们就很有把握。
And we have the seal on earth, so that we can be confident.
那，但是他同时还给我们一个很重要的盼望。
But at the same time, He will give us a great hope.
这个盼望就是我们将来能够得到真正的安息。
And this hope is that we can receive true rest.
我们现在看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第九节。
Chapter 4 verse 9.
希伯来书四章九节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 9.
这样看来，必另有一个安息日的安息，为神的子民存留。
And there remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
第十节，因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Verse 10, for anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his.
这里提到说另外一个安息日的安息。
And here it says there's another Sabbath rest.
那这个就是天上的基业。
And that is the inheritance in heaven.
神赐给我们在天国是有份的。
And God has given us a portion in heaven.
我们有一个证据可以去跟神兑现的。
And we have something that we can redeem from God.
那进入的时候，就真正歇了一切的功了。
And when we enter, then we truly rest from all our work.
那就是真正的安息。
And this is the true rest.
这也是永远的平安。
And this is the eternal peace.
所以今天神的名有福，因为他被拣选了。
And today His name,
他被叫出来。
His name is blessed because He has been called.
那神在世上的时候，就给我们这个圣灵当作一个印记。
And on this earth, He will give us the Holy Spirit as a seal.
让我们可以清楚的知道我们是属神的，跟世界有分别的。
And that we can know that we belong to God and we are separated from the world.
那这个圣灵要让我们知道天国是有份的，我们很有把握，有盼望。
And this Holy Spirit will give us confidence in heaven.
所以神的名哈。是有福的。
And so the people of God are blessed.
因为他的生命可以成为圣洁完全。
Because his life can become holy and complete.
他是有盼望的人。
And he is one who has hope.
他在世上的生命当中是有被分别出来的记号的。
And he is one who has been separated and has been marked.
别人都可以看得到的。
And everyone can see.
那有时候我们想说，那这个圣灵印记好像不是每个人都那么明显啊。
And we may say that the seal of the Holy Spirit.
除非说你到教会来一起祷告才知道嘛。
May not be as obvious for everyone unless you come to church to pray.
但是我们今天在这个世界上生活，我们跟我们朋友、邻居、同事在相处的时候。
And but today, living in this world, when we live with our neighbors and our coworkers.
其实，在我们的身上就能够让人看到我们是属神的民，是多么有福的证据。
And on us, they could see that how blessed it is to be the people of God.
那个证据就是神的恩典在我们身上是完全的，没有缺乏的。
And the evidence of this is that the blessing of God is perfect on us.
我们现在看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 34.
那这个其实也是我们世人一般都会追求的。
And this is what we are also all pursuing.
因为我们人一般一开始都是先这个物质上的先尝到之后，才会想到这个属灵的事嘛。
And we often want to experience the material things first before we think about the spiritual.
第八节，三十四篇第八节。
Psalms 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
And taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
第九节，神的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺。
And verse 9, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing.
第十节。
Verse 10.
少壮狮子还缺食忍饿，但寻求神的，什么好处都不缺。
The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good things.
这里告诉我们说，神的名啊，投靠他的，真的是一无所缺。
And here it says, the people of God, those who take refuge in him will lack nothing.
他这里用那个少壮狮子，有时候也会找不到猎物来说明，其实光靠我们人的力量，有时候真的没有办法得到我们所想要的了。
And here it uses the lions to tell us that if we rely on strength, we'll not receive what we want.
少壮狮子很强。
The lions are strong.
对不对？很快。
And they're fast.
哦，但是有时候也会失手，也是会有饥饿的时候。
But sometimes they will not find their prey and they will go hungry.
但是寻求神、敬畏神的人却一无所缺。
But those who seek after God will lack no good things.
什么好处都不缺哦。
And they will lack nothing good.
不管是世界上的还是属灵里面的，都得到满足。
Whether it is in this world or spiritual, they will be satisfied.
哦，所以其实有些福气适可而止，刚刚好就好，太多就不行了。
And so sometimes some of the blessing it is good to just have enough.
今天我们的财富到一个程度，适量就可以了。
And our wealth, once we have enough, it will be good.
因为如果今天我们突然间得到一个很巨大的财富，我们被这个财富压死了。
And today, if we suddenly receive great wealth, and we're overburdened by it.
所以好处是我们自己每个人的感受，不是说用数量去比较，说多少才是真的好处。
And so, being blessed is something that we need to gauge ourselves. It's not an absolute number.
那个好处就是我们在需要的时候，得到满足，这个就是好处了。
And a blessing is something that when we have the need, we're satisfied.
当我们不会觉得有缺乏的时候，这个就是满足。
And when we don't feel the need, then this is contentment.
所以神的名是有福，愿意投靠他人就会尝到这样的一个滋味。
And so the people of God are blessed, and those who take refuge in Him will experience this.
今天神的名是在神的手引导底下走过生活的。
And the people of God are living under the guidance of God today.
神在灵里面是神在灵界里面是灵，是我们看不见的。
And God is a spirit, and we cannot see Him.
所以我们基本上是很难去描述神是怎么样一回事。
And so it's very difficult for us to describe who God is.
可是神既然是全能的，他就可以在肉身显现，让我们用人间可以理解的这个观点呢、啊、去认识他。
And because God is Almighty, He could appear in this world in a form that we can understand.
所以圣经说，神的这个名是受到神的手保护的。
And so the Bible says that people of God are protected by His hand.
神的手哦，就是要像我们人这样子，那个手是膀臂是有力的。
And His hand is like our hands, it has strength.
圣经在描述，用很多不同的方式来描述神的保护跟神的恩典。
And so the Bible uses many different ways to describe His protection.
啊，其中有一个描述就是神的手。
And the one of the description is His hands.
那我们弟兄姐妹一定知道摩西的故事。
And we all know the story of Moses.
摩西他要分红海的时候
，When Moses split the Red Sea,
神叫他说：“把你手中的杖拿起来。
”And God said, "Take the staff that's in your
hand." 把你的手伸出去。
And stretch out your hands.
手一伸出去，那个红海就分开了。
And once he stretched out his hands, the Red Sea opened.
那个大东风就吹来。
And the great east wind blew.
海就分开。
And the sea was open.
所以当手伸出去的时候，这个能力就彰显。
And so when he stretched out his hands, the strength, the power was seen.
所以神的名是在神的保护底下的。
And so the people of God are under His protection.
那个所以有福哦，所以有时候我们是真的是在危险的时候， 我们经历了神的拯救，这个叫做有福了。
And so sometimes we feel blessed when we are saved when we're in a time of danger.
今天蒙福的百姓就是他不管在生活上在哪一个层面里面都有神的照顾。
And so the blessed people are those who have been taken care of by God.
我们看民数记的第二十二章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 22.
民数记二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22.
旧约圣经民数记二十二章的第十二节。
Numbers chapter 22 verse 12.
这里有一句话。
And here there's
神对一个人叫巴兰说。
And here God said to Balaam.
你不可以同他们去，也不可以咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
And do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people because they are blessed.
这里说那个神的民是蒙福的。
And here it says the people of God are blessed.
在这里的这个名字就是神的子民，神的百姓。
And here the people are the people of God.
因为当时候这个敌人想要去要找这个巴兰去咒诅这个神的选民。
Because here the enemy is sent Balaam to go and curse the people of God.
神跟这个巴兰说，你不可以去咒诅他们。
And God says to Balaam, you cannot curse these people.
这些人是蒙福的，是属他的。
Because they are blessed and they belong to him.
哦，这个当然最后这个巴兰就照着神的吩咐去做了。
And later Balaam followed the commands of God.
他就看着这个神的百姓，他就神灵感动他，他就讲了四篇的道理。
And God's Spirit touched him to give a teaching.
我们现在看二十三章的第九节。
Let's read chapter 23.
这一群蒙福的百姓是什么样的民呢
？And what kind of people are the people, the blessed people?
二十三章九节。
Chapter 23, verse 9.
我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不立在万民中的。
And from the rocky peaks I see them, from the heights I view them. I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations.
这个叫做被分别出来了。
These are the people who are separated.
不列在万民当中，万民就是这些罪人呢。
And they are not among the people, among the sinners.
被神叫出来是要成为圣洁的。
They have been called by God to become holy.
属神的人就是有福的。
And those who belong to God are blessed.
多么有福。
And how blessed are they?
看第二十三章的第二十三节。
Let's read chapter 23, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这里说，断没有法术可以害雅各，也没有占卜可以害以色列。现在必有人论及雅各，就是论及以色列，说神为他行了何等的大事。
And there's no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel, see what God has done.
就是属神的民是蒙福的，就是神在他们的身上会行，在众人眼中看真的是大事。他们觉得是这是不可思议的。
And those who belong to God are blessed, and God will perform great things in the eyes of the people.
这是神的作为。
And this is the work of God.
这也是神对他的子民的应许。
And this is the promise of God to His people.
断没有法术可以害以色列。
That there is no sorcery that can come against
Israel. 也就是说，我们今天被神分别出来之后，就不在这个黑暗的世界里面过日子。
And that is once we have been chosen, we no longer live in the darkness of the world.
今天有很多人，他们其实。你不要看他好像生活得很风光哦，内心很恐惧的。
And there are many people who may live a glamorous life, but in their heart,
很害怕啊，今天这个日子不好。
They are fearful of the days to come.
因为那个日历上说今天是什么，不是吉日，是反正你出去做什么事情会有危险，很害怕。
And they may think that there's a bad day where everything bad will happen to them.
有人买房子要看什么地点，对不对
？And some people when they buy a house,
什么方位
location and the direction.
是不是对着马路
？Is it facing the street?
好了，现在回到家里面去要摆设家具的时候，要看哪要向哪一边
？And when they arrange their furniture, they will arrange it in certain direction.
做什么事都要看哪一个日子。
And wherever they do, they will look at the calendar.
你看有多少我们内心恐惧的事情，事实上这个就是从我们看不见的灵界来的。
And there are many things that we fear that come from the spirit.
很多人其实活在恐惧当中的。
And many people live in fear.
是因为真的在这个世界里面，在这个灵界里面有法术、有行邪术的是没有错的。
And because in the spiritual realm there is those who practice sorcery.
但是神的子民就脱离了这些灾害，不再有任何的恐惧了。
But the chosen people of God are immune from these sorceries.
因为被分别出来属神的。
Because we have been separated and we belong to God.
这些法术占卜的，他们的权势已经够不到属神的百姓身上。
And the authority of the sorcery and the divination are no longer applied to the people.
所以我们就活在平安里面，在神的 神的祝福底下的。
And so we live in peace and live in the blessing of God.
所以神给我们的恩典，他的福气不只是物质上的而已。
And so the blessing and grace of God is not only material.
包括实际上的，在我们的生活每一个层面里面，都让我们觉得很平安。
But in every aspect of our life, He will allow us to feel peace.
这些主耶稣神所应许的这些恩典。
And all of these blessings that He has promised us.
我们如果来到教会来查考。
If we come to the church,
我们一定会越来越明白。
Then we'll know more and more.
神的名真的是有福。
That the people of God is truly blessed.
我愿意成为神的百姓。
That we're willing to become His people.
我能够脱离这个罪恶的世界。
That we can
让生命更丰满。
Depart from the sinful world and allow my life to become more fulfilled.
我们先一起来唱诗。
Now let's sing Him together.
166首。